All right, question 23 on section 4. Now with this one, Alex says shrimp farming damages the environment, investors make quick profits, and then abandon the farms. And because we're looking at a disagree question, the point of disagreement has to be one of those three points. Okay, so as we look at Jolene, she says, I disagree, although some have proved unsustainable and have been quickly abandoned. So she's granting that some of them have been unsustainable and been quickly abandoned. She says, properly built shrimp farms take a long time to construct, are costly to operate. Neither of those things necessarily conflicts with what Alex says. And most owners try to make sure that their farms are productive for many years. And so that does seem to conflict. It's saying, she is saying most owners are not in them to get quick profits and then abandon them. Instead, most owners are in the boat of doing it for many years. So now we have to figure out which of the answer choices that corresponds to. A, most of the owners, most owners of shrimp farms eventually abandon their farms. The problem with this is the word eventually. We actually have pretty good evidence that they all will eventually do it. They don't disagree about the eventually part. If it had said quickly, then that would have been a better answer choice. B, shrimp farming often yields a quick, easy profit. Well, although it suggests that they might not be on the same page there, there's not direct evidence. So I held on to B saying maybe. C, shrimp farming hardly ever damages the environment. That's a little too strong. I don't think that Jolene would say it hardly ever does. In fact, she doesn't really make any direct claims about whether it damages the environment. D, abandonment of a shrimp farm results in damage to the environment. They don't disagree about that, that Alex definitely agrees, but Jolene doesn't really make a claim. And then E, some shrimp farmers are environmentally irresponsible. The problem here is Jolene allows that that could be true. And so in this case, the best answer is B. And it's a good example of one where I didn't love B right away, but it was definitely the best that we had in this particular case, and therefore is our correct answer.